Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army is
light. Hey, hey, let the church unite.
Well, good afternoon, and praise God from whom all of our blessings truly flow. And glory be to God, the Father of all the wonderful, amazing, positive, awesome blessings He has restored on us this week. Amen. And I pray that you had a joyful, productive, and amazing, blessed weekend. Today is Monday. It is August the 24th, 2015. And you are listening to our Blog Talk Radio program entitled Come Together for Change. It is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, our program is geared towards helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do for God. Today, I want to encourage you to prepare your heart to expect God's supernatural touch in your life. Open up your eyes of your heart to Him. I pray that you experience God in such a way that every bondage is broken off of your life, and that you are forever changed by a super miracle encounter with Him. When you have a supernatural encounter with the Almighty God, something is going to happen. Something is going to be transformed inside of you and radiate out of every part of your being, affecting every part of your life. We serve a supernatural God. Do you agree? He is not limited by anything or anyone. He's ready to do the impossible in your life and for you and your family. So look up and see God smiling on you. Amen? My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my anointed and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic radio broadcast, Come Together for Change. Now, before you grab your Bible, your pen, and your notepad, why don't you do a special thing for someone that means the most to you today? Give them a call and let them know that Come Together for Change is on the air right now in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. At this time, they could just pick up their phone and dial 646-200-0578. And the blessing is just there waiting for them. Now, we do have something special for you again today. We don't want anyone to miss any of our broadcasts. So if you would like to listen to any of our radio programs that you have missed or tuned in late, you may simply log into our website at www.meninsearchofchange. At that point, click on the topic entitled Come Together for Change. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on any date you wish to hear the entire broadcast. Our inspiration for this week was written by the host of Come Together for Change, and it reads as follows. Everyone has times in life when they feel like they are going through the fire. Is that any of you? So to speak, or they feel overwhelmed with everyday life. If that's you today, understand that God is going to bring you through those challenges. He is going to bring you through the fire and the flood into a place of abundance and victory. We serve a God of more than enough. And his desire is to always make you have whatever you need to be successful and victorious in every area of your life. So just trust God and believe he is there for you and he's going to bring you through. Amen? Our topic for today is caring for the lost. Again, our topic is, and you might want to write this down, caring for the lost. The scripture text will be coming from St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, the 12th through the 14th verse. And it reads as follows. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so, be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Amen. At this time, it gives me an honor and a great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the anointed and gifted speaker of the hour, Senior Chaplain Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Leah. It's a wonderful pleasure of mine to be coming your way this evening. And it's good to know that Jesus Christ is with us, he's alive, and that we can depend on him to solve every problem. We can depend on him to be there for us, to work things out for us. And you have heard that the message that we are going to bring to you this evening is sort of the loss. We are looking at the lost sheep. And the subject is caring for the lost. Now, there are so many people today who we hear of, especially in our city of Las Vegas, that are hungry. And many of the churches open their doors to feed them. And also we hear of people who are not only hungry, but are homeless. And some of the organizations open their doors to make sure that they have somewhere to sleep, especially in the extreme conditions when it's hot or when it's cold. And it's important that we learn to understand the importance of reaching out and helping the lost, helping those who do not have. Reaching out and helping those who are suffering, helping those, and therefore we are supposed to help the lost at any cost. We are supposed to reach the lost because the lost are important. They were important to Jesus, you know. They were so important to Jesus that when Jesus spoke in parables, most of the stories that we read are parables. And a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And we see here that it's important for us to understand the parables so that we can find ourselves working towards making things possible in our lives. For instance, the parable that we read of today, we hear of a man leaving 99 and going after one sheep that was lost. Now, for us today, where we live in the age of plenty, that would seem so ridiculous. Leave that one sheep behind and make sure that you have the 99. Someone will say, well, look, what would happen if when he came back, the 99 had gone astray? But you see, he was so sure of the fate of the 99 that he did not worry about them. He left them knowing that they would be okay. He left them knowing that they would not run astray. And as a result, but the one that had gone astray was important. How often today would we leave one, would we leave 99 to go after one? But that was the case that Jesus mentioned. That was the parable that Jesus mentioned. Because we today are so concerned about the many that we don't take into control, into consideration the few. We today are so concerned about the many that are there, and we are so concerned about big mega churches that we do not even understand the importance of those who are going astray. So we have to be concerned about feeding the lost. We have to be concerned about reaching the lost. And therefore, we have got to look at our priorities. Now, today our priorities, as far as Christians are concerned, seem to be building big churches and making sure that we have enough space to hold as many as can come. But that's not what Jesus said. Because if we look at what Jesus said in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verse 35, he said, then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed of the Father, enter into the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and he gave me meat. Think of it. We are all sustained. We all had a meal today. And that was the first thing that Jesus said. For I was a hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Then he continued, naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and he came unto me. All right? Okay, we see those particular instances where people were helped. First, those who were hungry, first category of people, those who were hungry. The second, he said he was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked is the third one, and you clothed me. Next one, I was sick and in hospital, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. All right? So there are five categories of people. He didn't say I was in church and you visited me. No, he said I was in prison, and he came unto me. He said I was sick, and he visited me. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that if we are going to reach the lost at any cost, we've got to find out where the lost are. And Jesus made it clear where the lost were. And today, we have got to be able to stop just filling up our churches with people, and that is the consideration. We have got to stop looking after, making sure that our churches are filled, and that's all. We've got to make sure that the lost are found at any cost. We've got to make sure that we go where the lost are. Now, where are the lost? They're certainly not in the churches, because the churches are filled with those who know better. The churches are filled with those who can find their way around. But those who are lost are the ones that are sleeping under the bridges, those who are not happy, those who are homeless, those who have not got any food to feed themselves, and they have got to be helped by the Salvation Army and other organizations which are willing to help people. Now, that's important, because if we look around, we cannot, this, if we go back to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, and we look at that story, he says, if thy brother, in verse 12, how think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone, should he not leave the 99 and go after the one? Now, is that a question that you can answer today? Because when we look at our churches, which are representative of the shepherd, of the sheepfold, we see that that's not the case. Many of our churches are filled to the brim, and they have no way of finding out those who have gone. But this man had 100 sheep, and he knew that one had gone. He knew that one had gone astray. Are we looking after those who have gone astray? Are we looking after those who would have problems and difficulties? Are we looking after those who have gone back to the bars? Are we looking after those who have been rum drinkers and are hanging out at the rum shops? Are we looking after the gamblers, those who have been gambling and they have gone back to the gambling style? What about the prostitutes, those who feel that they can prostitute themselves for a few dollars? Are we looking to see how we can help them? What about the drug addicts? Are we looking to see what we could do to help them? God wants us to understand the importance of looking after the lost. If he, in this example, give an example where one, just one, had gone astray and he left the 99, I'm sure that today we will be careful to look after the 99. Now, if the 99 were properly fed and properly cared for, they wouldn't have to go astray. So when one goes astray, it is easy to go after them, because the 99 have been well fed, they're growing properly, and they know how to behave themselves. We sometimes are afraid of those who would leave. Those who would leave are the ones who need to understand how to follow. Those who would leave, therefore we need to go after them. But the ones who are fed and are properly cared for, those are the ones that will stay. So we don't have to worry. I think the problem is that we have not been feeding our sheep properly. So when we don't feed them properly, they go astray. They look to graze on somebody else's pasture. How are your sheep today? How are your sheep? Do you know the status of every member of your congregation? Do you know how they are growing? Do you know whether they're being properly fed? Do you know if they have problems in their lives? This is the things that we need to be able to look at. These are the things that we need to be able to understand, that Jesus is interested in the needs of all people. Jesus, because Jesus said in St. John's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. If we're going to love one another, we've got to be able to look after the needs of each other. If we're going to love one another, Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. It's not about dressing up and going to church. It's not about sitting in the front seat of the church. It is not about doing the things of, you know, being seen, to be seen in the church. It is important that you understand the needs of our brother in the churches, because sometimes we sit alongside of a person in the church and we do not know how they are doing. We don't know what needs they have. But Jesus said, this man left the 99 and went looking for the one who had gone astray. Are we looking for the ones who have gone astray in our churches? Are we looking for the ones who have gone astray in our organizations? Or are we just looking at ourselves and thinking that that is important for us? I want you to know that Jesus is very important. Jesus said that those who had needs were very important. He said, I was a hunger and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. Now, if we could see those things as important, those things were very important to Jesus. And if they were important to Jesus, then they must be important to us. I want to suggest to you today who are thinking that because you have taken your money and given it to the pay tithes, because you have taken your money and you have given it to do what you think is important in the church, but you don't realize that you have a responsibility to plant your seed in a proper place that it will grow properly. You have a responsibility not just to sit down and watch the churches grow fat. It is not your responsibility just to give to the churches only, but those around you who are in need. So you have to be able to feed the need, the hungry, or to give into to feed into its seed, to seed into the growth of those who are hungry, those who are in need. What are you doing today? People are not just going to come because you say so. People are going to come because they see the love, they see the compassion, they see the need, they see you doing the things to give to the needy. How are you doing it? Are you out there showing compassion for the needy? Are you out there showing compassion for those who are in prison? Have your church got a program to reach those who are in prison, those who are coming out of prison? Has your church got a program to feed the hungry? Has your church got a program to clothe those who are not having clothes, those who are naked? Has your church got a program to help those who are homeless? Have your church got a program to feed the hungry? I'm suggesting to you today that the church is just not a place where people come to get something, but the church is a hospital where people are taken care of. If your church is not taking care of people, if your church does not have a program to help others, well, then that's a sad situation. God wants us to set up hospitals. He wants us to set up institutions to help others. Is your church helping others today? Because we have got to be able to understand how to help the lost. Then we have to look at where are the lost. The lost are not in the churches. The lost are on the street corners. The lost are on the bars, in the bars. The lost are in our apartments. The lost are all along the place. And we have to be able to understand how to find them and to help them. What are you doing about finding them and helping them? Because unless you can find them, you can't help them. You know, it's because if you look at it, those who are coming out of prison, they need somewhere to live. So I've recently heard about a gentleman who was in prison for 25 years. He had killed someone, and he had just come out of prison. And he came to his family, but they didn't know him because he was in prison for 25 years. Those had grown up, and they were now grown-ups, and they didn't know him, and they couldn't take care of him. Who is going to look after him? I want to suggest today that we as Christians need to be able to understand our responsibilities as believers, to seek the lost, just as this man left the 99 and came after the one. You have got to take that responsibility. Are you willing to take that responsibility today? Are you willing to look after the lost? Jesus is willing. Jesus is willing to help you to understand how to help the lost at any cost. And mind you, he is going to reward you for doing these things that are good, that are right, that are righteous. He is going to reward you because it's in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, he said that those who are dead good would be rewarded. And I want you to know that God is about to reward you. Read chapters 25 and see what God is saying to you. But sometimes selfishness overtakes our minds and our thinking. And God wants us to break out of the selfishness. God wants us to break out of the things that hold us back. And he wants us to recognize the importance of caring for the lost. He wants us to recognize that the 99 are all right, but the one that has gone astray, you need to look after. So if you're in a church and one person has not come for a little while, you need to go and look and find out what is happening. If you see someone hasn't been there, you need to go and look after them. So I want you to know that you are responsible. You are your brother's keeper, and you need to be able to go after them. But you need to have the compassion. You need to have the love. You need to have what is necessary to make sure that these people are taken care of. I want to pray for you right now that God will give you the courage and the strength to be able to find those who are lost and to be able to go after them and to be able to mentor the lost and to be able to be there for them so that when things go wrong, you will be there for them. So I want God to give you the courage and the strength right now. I'm going to pray that this happens. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come on the behalf of this man, this woman, this boy, this girl, those who are listening to this program right now, Lord. Father, let your Holy Spirit minister to them with conviction that they may know that they have a responsibility to reach out to the lost at any cost. And that we have a responsibility not just to look after the 99, but to go after those who have gone astray, even if it is one in our churches. Help us, Lord Jesus. Grant us that peace and that understanding that we will do whatever is necessary to go after the one, because that one is so necessary to you. Bless us this evening. Let your Holy Spirit minister to everyone who is hearing this word, that they may do what is necessary to go after the lost sheep. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I know that you were blessed with the powerful word that came down from heaven through my husband, Senior Chapter Elder Hudson W. Griffith. There's no greater legacy than to help someone else win. Today, look for ways to use your influence. Help others rise up higher. Sow good seeds because they will come back to you. When you help others win, God will make sure you are surrounded by people who will help you win in return. Amen? Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. Please give us a call at 702-454-5717. Or send us a letter to let us know how you are perceiving this program. Our mail and address is Come Together for a Change at P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada, 89009. And if you are in need of a prayer or counseling, or even if you have a few questions, be sure to call Chaplain, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, again at 702-454-5717. And he will be more than happy to pray with you, to counsel with you, to answer any questions you have. All right? Join us again next Monday, which will be August the 31st, 2015, at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. God bless you. I look forward to hearing from you this week. Have a wonderful and blessed week.
weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but is mighty in Christ to the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.